too. And I'll also note at that same awards ceremony, You've Got a Friend, recorded by James Taylor. And Quincy Jones had a recording of Smackwater Jack, winning Best Pop Vocal and Pop Instrumental Performance, respectively. So a big night for Carole King. Coming up, the Soundhound is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with links to our own streaming player, plus those provided by TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden.
Dear boss, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight. And at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey. And I write this note to say why Paddy's not at work today. Whilst working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. But then my foreman came along the bloody awkward sod, and he said I'd have to cart them down the ladder in me hod. Well, clearing all those bricks by hand, it seemed so very slow, that I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too dense to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket when, to my dismay, I found that halfway up I met that bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke my collarbone as to the ground it sped, and when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with my head. Still clinging tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow, when the barrel spilled out half its bricks 14 floors below. Now when those bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, my body racked with pain, and halfway down I met that bloody barrel once again. The force of this collision halfway up the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I thundered toward the ground and landed on the broken bricks the barrel'd scattered round. I lay there bleeding on the bricks. I thought I'd passed the worst. Then the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then its bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me. I hadn't got a hope. As I lay there groaning on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel then being heavier, it started down once more and landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke 3 ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at work today.
And Feeney at the Saturday Light Brigade and her tune, The Sick Notes. Mike and Mars, glad you enjoyed Aunt Feeney. And will gladly get on something from Terry Griffith shortly. Patrick said that Patty's lament, or Bricklayer's lament, or the sick notes, it's been recorded under a lot of names. The song you just heard would make for a great cartoon with Daffy the Duck in the role of Patty. I agree.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Sound Hound has made his way here this morning, and the Sound Hound is just about ready to give us a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. As usual, he's brought a sound here with us. Let me see if I can get it from... It's more ferocious. Every week, here is the sound he's brought this week. 412-205-975. Once again, do you think you know what the answer might be? If you do, I hope you'll take a guess.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
It's almost as if he's mocking us there. Good luck. Terry Griffith at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Oh, the little boats are gone from the breast of an Olivia. The ferrymen are stranded on the quay. And the Dublin docks are dying, and the way of life is gone. And Molly, it was part of you and me. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Livy. Kiss away the worries from my brow. I loved you well today, I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Was the only job I knew, was hard but never lonely. Liffey Ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper, half forgotten even now. Sure it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Livy. You kiss away the worries from my brow. I loved you
today, I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Well, now I'll tend the yard, I'll spend my days in talking, I'll hear him whisper, Charlie's on the dough. But Molly, we're still living, and Molly, we're still young, and the river never owned me heart and soul. Well, the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey, you kiss away the worries from my brow. I love you well today, I'll love you more tomorrow. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now. If you ever love me, Molly, love me now.
Remember very well the day we went away, sailing out of Belfast in the morning. Our hopes are on tomorrow as we kiss the girls goodbye, but our dreams are on the day of our returning. There'll be dancing and romancing, and never more we'll roam. There'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tay, when the boys come rolling home. We safely reached the other side to New York City Fair. In spite of wind and rain and stormy weather, we all sat down to have a drink and wish each other well, and said that we would all go home together. There'll be dancing and romancing, and never more we'll roam. There'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tay, when the boys come rolling home. Now Paddy went to Boston and Bruce to Buffalo, and Jim he went as far as California. They used to write me letters then, but that was long ago. They always talked of Ireland and returning. There'll be dancing and romancing, and never more we'll roam. There'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tay, when the boys come rolling home. Now my grandson's by my bed, and here I'm in Chicago and still scheming. He says he'll take me home again to rest my weary head, and I'll leave him a legacy of dreaming. There'll be dancing and romancing, and never more we'll roam. There'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tay, when the boys come rolling home. There'll be dancing and romancing, and never more we'll roam. There'll be rolling in the hay, there'll be whiskey in the tay, when the boys come rolling home.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Guaranteed Irish. When the boys come rolling home. And Terry Griffith by request. And the ferryman. A few correct guesses and a few great answers. First of all, a special hello to Bill in Luciusboro. Man after my own heart. Bill is listening on a transistor radio with a little earphone, earbud. That's a great way to listen, but today, for Bill, it's a necessity. He's been without power for just over 12 hours, and it's 52 degrees in his home right now. So, Bill, we hope the power will come back to you soon. He's not, well, he's in Indiana County in Luciusboro. Those winds took out a lot of power lines last night. Tegan has some Soundhound guesses sent in. Larkin thinks it's somebody ripping up boxes. Otis thinks that somebody is pushing a broken wheelbarrow. And both Drew and Tegan think that it's somebody scooping ice. None of those is it. Did I mention Bill did have the right answer listening on his transistor radio? Ross in King, North Carolina has the correct answer. Some great specificity to your guess. That wasn't necessarily required, but it fits. Angie thought it might be the sound of raking leaves. Not that. Here is this morning's sound again. Any ideas? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Join us live on the radio. You can also reach us at 1-888-SLB-RADIO to solve this morning's Soundhound puzzle. A lot of guesses are continuing to come in to our Soundhound puzzle, including one from Jess in Mount Lebanon, who just solved it. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing good, doing good.
Any power flickers or power outages in your neck of the woods?
It flickered for like a quick second, didn't even turn anything off, really.
We had a few going on and off, and I always worry, you know, that's one, I happen to be on the computer, I started saving every, you know, 30 seconds or so for fear of losing what I was working on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got much luckier than a lot of other folks that are without power today. I'm glad you fared all right. You figured
What made me think of it was, and I said to Ralph, I said, it sounds like, you know, when somebody's laying in their bed in their bedroom in like an old Hollywood movie, and the maid comes in and rips the drapes open.
Yeah, I could hear that.
You know the scene from like the old movies?
Yeah, let me, here's a longer, this might do it even more justice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sunshine comes through, and you need to face the day.
Yes. Get out of bed. Time to get up.
That's a very that's a great image of that, actually.
We've all seen those old movies, you know.
Yeah, boy, that makes me think of like Jimmy Stewart, or just pretty much any black and white, older mm-hmm. black and white movie. Any plans?
You can picture Scarlett laying in her bed and the maid opening up the drapes. You know.
Yes. Yeah. What a great image. I hadn't thought about that at all, but I can see it. The day mm-hmm. has started, whether you want it to or not. This is the beginning
exactly.
of the day. Well done. Well, I hope you have a good weekend planned.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Yep, you too.
Thanks, Jess. And some other answers to acknowledge here. Annie thought of raking leaves. Steve and Sharon thought it might be scooping up grain. Tommy thought it could be drapes or blinds. And Amanda in Millville. Hi, Amanda. Thank you for joining us. Amanda thought it could be a room full of people stomping on the floor to a song. I hear that. And Caden thinks this is really funny. Annie mentioned there was an autocorrect. They could be raking concrete surface, and it says here taking, but it's raking on a concrete surface. And the correct answer we were looking for, as noted just a minute ago, was a curtain closing. And Ricky took in a few correct answers too. Oh, Carla and McMurray, so close. She thought it might be opening or closing a sliding closet door. Craig in McKeesport thought it could be a locomotive, but the sound we were looking for as correctly identified, and let's take a listen to this version. It's do you hear it? It's the sound of a curtain. Congratulations, and another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes.
Open all the doors and windows, let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows, coming on through. It's a brand new day. Welcome to your brand new place. I love the way you found your way. Made yourself a sacred space. Standing on solid ground, you fit into your frame just right. But it's gonna tumble down if you're holding on too tight. You know that's right, so open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows, coming on through. When the joy begins, how you gonna sort it through? As you let the world come in, so you let the leaves in too. Now you go clean and sweep. Hang on to the precious ones. There's wisdom in the things you keep to put up in the morning sun. So much fun to open all the doors and windows. Let the world move through you. Open all the doors and windows. Coming on through. Calling on the winds of change. To bring the healing rain. May we all get soaked. Here's the cold, wet truth. It's hard to warm it on your own. So welcome in a friend or two. Now you made yourself a home. They can help fill the gaps. Add a little extra room. Show you when to look out back. In time to see the garden bloom. None too soon to open all the doors. Through. Open all the doors and windows.
on through.
Now I make my living from a circuit I've made out of trial and error and gigs that I've played. It might be the money or the town that it's in, but mostly it's people who make you come back again. There was one little place that I played every year. It's outside of Pittsburgh, and I guess it's still there. Just a little old moose lodge. The crowd was okay, but you never got rich from the money they'd pay. It's mostly been silent since Rod was around. That place used to ring with a bluegrassy sound. And I'll never forget the way he made me feel. A big man with a bigger heart named Rod McNeil. Tired and dark in the gloom, and he'd buy a big dinner and pay for your room. Pete Rowan would hug him and call him his dad. That day the lonely road didn't seem bad. Well, I saw this and said that I'd buy it for Tim. Didn't I, Marty? He'd say with a grin. And I keep that toy on my windowsill to remind me of Rod and those gray Pittsburgh around. And the place used to ring with a bluegrassy sound. I'll never forget the way he made me feel. A big man with a big heart named Rod McNeil.
Tim O'Brien on the Saturday Light Brigade with Rod McNeil in tribute to the man himself. Billy Jonas did Open All the Doors and Windows. Blowing Up a Balloon was a guest that I missed coming in from Jim, who also thought that sound could be blowing out birthday candles or blowing your nose. But in fact, it was the sound of curtains closing. We have a few moments before the bottom of the hour. Time to sneak this in.
About a maid, I'll sing a song. Sing rickety-tickety-tin. About a maid, I'll sing a song. Who didn't have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in. Them in, she did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety tickety tin. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. The water tasted bad for a week, and we had to make do with gin, with gin. We had to make do with gin. Her mother, she could never stand, sing rickety tickety tin. Her mother, she could never stand, and so a cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand, and her face in a hideous grin, a grin, her face in a hideous grin. She set her sister's hair on fire, rickety-tickety-tin. She set her sister's hair on fire, and as the smoke and flame rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, oh Lynn, playing a violin. She weighted her brother down with stones, rickety-tickety-tin. She weighted her brother down with stones and sent him off to Davy Jones. All they ever found were some bones and occasional pieces of skin, of skin, occasional pieces of skin. One day when she had nothing to do, rickety-tickety-tin. One day when she had nothing to do, she cut her baby brother in two and served him up as an Irish stew and invited the neighbors in, boys in, invited the neighbors in. When at last the police came by, rickety-tickety-tin. And when at last the police came by, her little pranks she did not deny. To do so she would have had to lie, and lying she knew was a sin, a sin. Lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, rickety-tickety-tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong, and if you do not enjoy my song, you've yourselves to blame if it's too long. You should never have let me begin, begin. You should never have let me begin.
The great Tom Lehrer, whose Santa Cruz residence is up for sale. It's a beautiful ocean overlooking condo, and I posted a photo of it online. If you're looking to relocate, it might be fun to live if those walls could talk in the former residence of Tom Lehrer. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Bill and Lucius Burrow's weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she?
Albert Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock on the door and they ring the bell, oh my true love, are you well?
Here she comes as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Old Johnny Murray, he says she'll die if she doesn't get the fellow with her roving eye.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she?
At the wind and the rain and the hail blow high, and the snow come tumbling from the sky. She's as nice as apple pie, she'll get her own boy by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her ma till she comes home. Let the boys stay as they will, for it's Albert Mooney she loves still. Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pulled my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home.
She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3,
please would you tell me who is she?
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. She's the belle of Belfast City. She's courting 1, 2, 3. Please, would you tell me who is she?
There you've got the Rankin family here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we need something else with green in it for today. Oh, there we go. And it is Potato Chips Day today, too. In fact, our Youth Media Center workshop today at noon, and I'm not kidding, is a detailed symposium of sorts on which is better, Pi Day, which is today, 314, SN3.14159266, which is the way I remembered it, or Potato Chip Day. That's a pretty good battle of the days, so to speak, and why not see which one emerges? It's kind of hard. I can't imagine a life without both.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble is a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education located in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on Assemble programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Subscribe to our monthly Youth Media Center newsletter to learn about the dozens of free workshops, meetups, and other programs SLB offers to teens every month. Each newsletter includes registration information, as well as an easy-to-print calendar of teen opportunities that make it easy to spread the word to the teens in your life. To subscribe, visit slbradio.org/subscribe.
Time now to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? It's our Afterthoughts puzzle. We're looking for one word that naturally follows apple, cracker, and black. Apple, cracker, and black. One word follows all three. Do you know what that word is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Potato chips. How about just drip? Potato chips. How about just drip? Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. In a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, oh, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Bang, bang, bang.
Thank you.
crunchy, crunchy potato chips. Crunch, crunchy, crunchy. A crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips. How my mouth does drip. Potato chips. Crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. All those potato, potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chipple. Crunch, crunch, don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
Slim Gallagher. Slim Gallagher. And his Baker's Dozen. In the middle of saying Slim's name, I started to think more about potato chips. Slim Gallagher and his Baker's Dozen. Richard points out that pie is like potato chips in that you can't eat just one. And I agree. We're looking for the word that naturally follows apple, cracker, and black. We could add lumber and Monterey to that list. Gail in Stanton Heights and on her way, if not already, at the St. Patrick's Day parade, came up with it. Mike and Mars got it. And Patrick in South Park has the correct answer. And here is James with an alternative answer that I think is amazing. I always love the alternative answers. His is barrel, apple barrel, cracker barrel, and you could have a black barrel. Why not? Not sure once we had the clue lumber in Monterey if that works as much, but it does for the beginning. Melinda, thank you for your kind notes. And Caden and his mom Annie both came up with the correct answer. And we're going to get to the phones in just a moment. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia has it. Tommy gives the clue. Hydraulic bumper and hit the road. And Russ in North Carolina has it, as does John in Carrick. And Linda in Collier. Another clue, this one coming in just now from so many things to keep track of here. This one coming in from Zach, who suggests that a good clue would be Nicholson, comma. But first, we are going to get to the phones, and what a busy morning. Carla is with us first. Hi, Carla.
Hello there. How you doing?
Good. It's cool. Forgive me. I forgot to mention Bill in Luciusboro and Greg in McKeesport. Both knew it, too. What did you come up with?
Well, the word is jack. And I sent you the clue lumber, too. I just had to redeem myself after that miserable performance with the Sound Hound.
Well, you were on the right track with the Sound Hound. I think the sounds can be really hard. I will sometimes think of them in advance and then sort of put them away, the Sound Hound and I, and then I'll see if I can solve them a month or two later. And I don't always know what they are anymore once I hear them.
Well, it makes the game fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I was not sure of too many other Jacks, but we came up with enough there. How are you power-wise? I know you're in McMurray. I know WNJR in Washington was without power, and I believe still is. Did you fare okay?
They're back now. Last week I couldn't get in because they weren't on they weren't carrying your show. So
yeah.
I couldn't hear your show last week.
But they're back on now. That's terrific.
They're back now. That's how I'm getting you now.
That's terrific.
My power just sort of blinked off a couple of times when I was like, you save it on the computer, you know.
Yeah, when I got up this morning, our friend Nick at WNJR had given us a heads up that they were without power. I'm glad it's been restored. That's terrific. It's there's nothing more frustrating if you're a radio station and your community is without power. You so much want to be able to be on so you can help other people by letting them know what's happening. And it's tough if you fall into that.
You do, and I worked at one, so I know firsthand how frustrating it is when, you know, the power's out, and you want to give community news and tell them when things are going to be restored, and then you go out.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, congratulations. You came up with that really fast.
Yeah, I knew it right away.
Yeah, well, I hope the weekend goes well for you, Carla. It's good to hear from you, as always.
Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye. And Mr. Crafton Heights himself, Jim, is here. I don't know why I introduced
you. From the Heights of the Craftons.
Yes, the Heights. and I'm looking. Steve sent some cards, I guess, thinking blackjack. Mm. And, oh, this is a clue I thought of last night. Actually, and I forgot. I didn't write it down. I thought of it as I was falling asleep. We could have said headphone as a clue.
Yes. Headphone, you could have said Colby.
Colby or Pepper.
Or Pepper or Billy.
Oh, very good. Billy Jack. Or
Skip.
Skip Jack. Union Jack is one. And I think this one was plural, but there was a singer in the 70s named Terry, I think it was Jax, who, do you remember what he sang?
I do not.
He made us, it's probably for the best, he made us all very happy, and, you know, there's nothing like being a young teenager and hearing, we had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
That one, yes.
The Jacques Brel song about death and dying that, for some reason, was a hit on the radio, just like Timothy was, the song.
that was a dark song.
Yeah, we had a lot of dark songs in that era. A lot of people, Mike of Mars was the first one, texted, I think I know Jack, or I do know Jack, but Jack, Jack's what we're looking for.
That's what I told that to Ricky when I called. So you can't say I don't know Jack.
Right, you finally do. How do you make out power wise?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. I was going to say congratulations on your impending anniversary.
I know. I can't believe it's been that many years. It's a little frightening.
Well, we just the last two evenings at work, we've celebrated our 30th anniversary of being in business.
Wow.
And we had a they had a big event on Thursday where we had a lot of like the president of the university and some of the major researchers and I guess ex-directors and things came, and they had a panel discussion during the day, and then they had project demos all through our main high bay in the afternoon, and then a big banquet in the evening that was for all the hoi polloi. And then last night we did it all over again, but this time it was like a banquet for the entire staff.
Wow. And so, have you been to all of these pretty much?
Almost. I've been to this. It'll be 24 years this July, but I was there for the grand opening. My best friend was the operations manager, and he's the one that hired me, but he had invited Nicolette and I to join him for the grand opening back in July of 1996. So, yes, I've got a bit of a history with the place.
Can we mention the place?
It's National Robotics Engineering Center.
And what was its, was that what it was at the beginning?
Originally, it was called the NASA Robotics Engineering Consortium. And NASA put up money for, they gave us money for 5 years to get the place up and running. And then they bowed out, and so they said, okay, well, it's not NASA anymore. So they changed it to National. And then after a few more years, they realized that none of our sponsors wanted to share their IP. So we said, well, it's not a consortium then. But since NREC, NREC was already a known brand, we just changed it to Center. So now it's National Robotics Engineering Center.
Gosh, what a story, and what a long career you've had in working there. And I'm sure you're seeing things that you could never have predicted 30 years ago.
In fact, 30 years ago, I was an art director for a small advertising agency.
Well, 26 years ago, even. I think about things a lot, generally speaking, in the world, but I think about them here, too, on the side of the radio, just things I never would have dreamed about in terms of digital music, the way we communicate. The way music is comes about, it's amazing. And I like to think about Rip Van Winkle a lot. What if I went back in time or flash forward and saw all of this, you know? I guess what would that be? You get frozen in time back in 1978 or so, and suddenly it's 2026, and it's like, wow. What are these things?
how could you imagine all of this, you know, in that sitting in that little studio there in Oakland?
Yeah, it is crazy to think about.
I've seen that. I saw your original studio.
Yeah.
We were interviewed one time by like Harry the Wire.
Well, that's one, you know, we don't take a lot of pictures, and we don't have many from that era, and that's one regret I have. We have a few, but only literally six or fewer that we have. I know there's a lot more out there. Well, a charge to you for Jack. I hope you have a good rest of the day. And
I did want to mention the whole reason I segued to the anniversary was because during the event last night, the lights flickered any number of times, and I kept thinking rock row, but they always came back on, which was a good thing.
That is we had quite a few flickers at home, to say the least, yesterday. Well done. Thank you, Jim.
All right.
What you say? ask if you say so. I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? Treat me this away, but I'll be back on my feet someday.
Okay, did you call this understood? You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? Me.
Ray Charles at the Saturday Light Brigade and Hit the Road, Jack. And Charlie, good morning. Charlie said, don't forget Johnny Jack. Pittsburgh singer. Time now for birthdays and Dust Bowl, Jack. Happy birthday to you. Today, Rob of Morningside celebrates today. Eric and Point Breeze from Regis, Ian, Joshua, your children and wife, Regina, Alyssa of Valencia from Nate, Karen, Laura, and Lucas, and Leonard of Monroeville, from Linda. Tomorrow we have Ethan, Derek of Poland, Ohio, from Charlotte, Debbie, Rich, Alex, Mira, and your extended family, including Ricky and me.
Happy birthday to you.
Karen of Allison Park, from husband Dave and daughters Audrey and Rose, our pal Ken. Happy birthday to you, Ken, on March 15th. Thomas of Butler, happy birthday to you from your mom, sister Brittany, grandma, and grandpa Benny, Aunt Margarita, Uncle Ken, and Alicia. Carl, happy birthday to you on March 15th. And Lois, happy birthday to you also on the 15th. Turning to the 16th, Simon of Harmony, from your mom and dad, your brother Desi, and your whole family, happy birthday. Olva of Munhall, happy birthday to you. Also to Trey of Claysburg. Erica, happy birthday to you from Mom and Jonathan on the South Side. Also a happy birthday to Tim Wolfson. These all on... Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on, Tim. We're going to wish you a happy birthday in a moment. Bill and Martha have a wedding anniversary on the 16th. And Maggie in Squirrel Hill. Fred, Robbie, Mom, and Dad wish you a happy birthday. Now, on the 17th, Tim, happy birthday to you. Jill in Ford City. Also, Eric in Plum, and Karen of Ligonier from Steve in Monroeville. Happy birthday. Now we get to the 18th. Sally of McMurray, happy birthday. Bina from the Bingham family. Rachel of New Brighton. Tracy. George of the South Hills from Mom and Dad. And Thomas. Keith and Hunker from Louise, Pam, Vaughn, and Heather. David of Glenfield, from your family. Avery of Allison Park, from Mom, Dad, and Madison. Kirsty from Mickey and Pamela. And Jacob of Munhall from your family. That's also the Saturday Light Brigade's birthday, March 18th. We'll be 48 on that date. On the 19th, Maria from your family, Stephen and Moon. Also from your family. And coming up on March 20th, we have Tad Whistle celebrating. It's a milestone for young Tad Whistle. Happy birthday. Kendall of Lower Burl celebrates as well. And March 20th is also the birthday of Fred Rogers. We would love to celebrate your birthday with you.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthday.